Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll start today by reminding us who we are in Christ. A royal priesthood. A royal priesthood is not some secret society or special society over in Rome or in Germany or in St. Louis or Siberia. It's right here in the House of Praise. And it's in your homes. Indeed, everywhere you go, right? This special society, God's elect, have been elected into office to make sacrifices of prayer and praise. And indeed, prayer today is one of those sacrifices that we learn about from the gospel as it relates to our lives. The primary focus of our gospel from Luke 18, 1 through 8. How to pray as the royal priesthood. Now, it's not hard. Just see the catechism, right? And knowing the Lord's Prayer that we learn when we're little. Making our requests known to God. Prayer for all people, even people in high places. It's not hard, but it's easy and even tempting to lose heart. What do you do when you pray and pray and you don't get that answer that you've been seeking? Or it seems that the judge is too long delayed in responding, or you get an answer that didn't align with your wishes. Perhaps you should ask yourself, is it more important that you get what you want or that you were heard by the Lord of heaven and earth? A couple weeks ago, my family and I were in D.C. And you know the most special part of D.C. for us? Was going to the Supreme Court. We got up on Monday, and we didn't know how long it would take to get into the Supreme Court, but we stood in line, the three-minute line, to get in to see the Supreme Court for 3 minutes. Well, we ended up being in line for how long? 3.5 hours. Had to get lunch. One of us stay in line. Don't lose our spot. We finally got, didn't know how long, finally got in the building. That took a little longer to get in. Finally, they usher us in, everything stripped off, no phones, nothing. Sat down and watched the Supreme Court live and in action for 3 minutes. And we got done. And you know what our assessment was? That was worth every second of the wait. Now, did it change our lives forever? No. It was only because we had access with our own eyes and ears to the highest court in the land. If we ever need supreme justice, that court could be our destiny, right? How much more should we wait and pray earnestly to God, the highest court in the universe? And he promises to hear our prayer and grant complete justice. Take the parable of the widow today, right? This woman has no power of her own to speak of. She's not a person with standing in the community. She's a widow. She's not a political player by any means. Yet she, as a citizen, could take advantage of her calling to cry day and night for justice, even persisting through the judge's initial refusal to hear her case. And by her persistence, she prevailed, like Jacob wrestling with God. Again, how much more ought we pray according to our calling, knowing that the highest court will hear and act, and we have standing, royal priests, children of God. God desires, never refuses to hear our plea and our cries, and he will answer according to his ways and means. You know, when I was young, I used to play theater mostly. I know that's a little weird. I didn't play football or something like that, or basketball, everybody says, right? I was into some volleyball. juggling, and hacky sack. I know, weird, right? But whether in football or hacky sack, what's the thing that pays off the most? Persistence, right? Coaches and directors both would say, don't give up, never give in, don't lose heart. And then, of course, I got a little older, and I learned and laughed at the wisdom of W.C. Fields. You know what he said? He says, at first, if you don't succeed, try again, then quit. No use being a fool about things, right? When it comes to prayer, sometimes we give up because we don't want to bother God, or we're tired of praying, and we wrongly think that there's no answer, so why do it anyway? Remember to ask yourself, what's more important, to get what you want or to be heard by the highest court, the Lord of heaven and earth, and the promise to get what you need for all things, for faith and love of God and others? How has Jesus' life been an example in this to us? Even when suffering innocently and things were not going his way, he prayed all the more earnestly. The times that he got what he wanted, he prayed and gave thanks. The times when his prayers seem unanswered, his destiny becoming more and more clear, being death and seeming failure, he prayed, not my will be done, but your will be done, O Father. It was more important to be heard than it was to get what he wanted. In the end, his wide longing prayer was answered. And that we, not he, got what we needed. By his suffering, death, and rising, now salvation is for his friends, from whom he suffered and died for, atonement for every sin that we do. His innocent suffering, his innocent status is now our status, and his blessedness is us. It's our identity. We are sons of God through faith in Jesus. We are royal priests. Therefore, prayer isn't something we do just to get what we want. And God already knows what we need before we ask, and he has promised to provide. Sometimes our prayers will get a yes, sometimes no. Because God knows better than what we need. Thank God. We pray and pray and pray because God has called us to be royal priests and promises to hear and answer our pleas. Indeed, we need the assurance that he hears and he speaks to us. Therefore, we have prayer in which he hears and his word in which he speaks to us and he answers in our lives. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always pray and not lose heart. So, when you've been unjustly delivered a punch from your family or your friends, or when creation socks it to you with an earthquake or a fire or flood, or that pesky doctor, how dare he, declares that there's something amiss with your heart, your knee, or your gallbladder, don't bother God, right? He doesn't care. He doesn't want to hear from a sinner like you. Or, as Jesus said, will not God give them justice speedily to his elect who cry to him night and day? Will he long delay over them? I tell you, he will give them justice speedily. You may not get what you want, but you will get justice and mercy guaranteed, and grace upon grace and comfort in Christ Jesus, and the resurrection and the life. Jesus ends the text today asking, after encouraging our prayers, When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? What is sure, he is coming. What is unsure is whether there will be faith on earth. Faith of the kind that believes in the midst of trial and cross, and believes in the grace and the open tomb of Jesus. Faith of the kind that persistently prays, because God has put his Spirit on you and the sacrament too, so that you remember his words as he remembers you, me, the royal priesthood, we, who ought to pray night and day and not lose heart. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.